The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Arts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Public Service, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Excuse me for the interruption, but you come and the great reminder to say, this coming Friday, and a police gonna over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. And this a DJ talk sweeter. See Lord, them just are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Grateful to be in your company, grateful to be in the land of the living, always here and kind of exuberant. I don't know. I feel good. I'm grateful to be here, guys. Hope that you're doing well. Hope that you got some good plans for the weekend. Make sure you go and check my guys out. If you're one of those persons, it's the beginning of the month now. You got to get your car insured. You were looking for how you can be able to get affordable insurance, how you can get these things done. Go down to my good, decent friends over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, man. They got everything laid out for you. You don't have to be out here riding dirty. Talk to me. You don't have to ride dirty. You can be decent and get your car insured, man. Go down there, ask for my good friend, Ethric Bowe, or Mr. Richardson. All the great folks down there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they'll take very, very good care of you in terms of accommodation and ensuring that you have, you're taken care of, right? So even if you're not in that kind of a space that you're looking to take care of your vehicle, you can also be able to, you know, get in-house financing for that bulk purchase that you want. If you need insurance for your bunch of vehicles that you got, if you need insurance for your bus, if you need insurance for your taxi, all those particular things, they can do that there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. So just ask for them. Ask for my good guys, like I said to you, ask for Ethric Bowe or Mr. Richardson. They take care of you. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very, very, very good care of you. Guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. Not guilty. Not guilty. Oh, my God. Where's Piceville when I need him? She's free, ladies and gentlemen. BLPs. You remember that? Piceville is my guy. But Piceville, this was the classic in Bahamian politics and classic in Bahamian just news in general. She's free. And then they tug his pants leg. They say, Piceville, you need to calm down. Nobody gave the verdict yet. Isn't this country crazy? They didn't even give the verdict yet. They hadn't even finished deliberating. They already had the information of a not guilty. She's free, so forth and so on. Bananas. You remember that? So I think that this calls for, I'm sure that this calls for a lot of excitement and a lot of persons being able to talk. Kirk Cornish, not guilty. All the information's in there, guys. Please pick up the newspaper and read that. It was what Kirk Cornish acquitted. All right, so the North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish was on Thursday acquitted of raping, assaulting, threatening to kill his former girlfriend after a trial before Justice Renee McKee, right? And they said that the jury of 8 women and 1 man, which I thought was crazy right off the top. I just want to be very clear with you. Right off the top. 8 women who identify your position, who understand your plight as a woman, who can feel these particular notions, ideas. They sat through this and made a determination after it's all said and done. They acquitted him, you know, just from a general standpoint. So we're going to talk about that. Also in the paper, minimum wage, unacceptable. This is what Mitchell says. And Chief Justice, we need holistic solution for crime fight. And Cronish says, I'm ready to turn the page. Guys, if you had an opportunity, I'm sure that you did. If you did not, I'm going to read a little piece of this this thing here. I got it yesterday, right when it came out. They sent it to me. And so I'm going to be able to just read a little piece. It's just a press statement from Kurt Cornish. So if you didn't have an opportunity, I'm sure you can read it. Pick it up the newspaper. You can be able to read it in the papers. But all the information's there and see exactly what's what. Let me see if I can open this up and read this for you. Just a little piece. Now, he said this. He said, Kurt Cornish, North Abaco constituency. Press statement from Kurt Cornish, Member of Parliament for North Abaco. Today, I am blessed to turn the page on what has been the most difficult chapter of my life. Almighty God, for his constant faithfulness and guidance. It is only through his grace that I'm here today with the strength to move forward. To the people of North Africa, I want you to know how deeply I appreciate your support, your faith in me, even through these challenges, has been a profound source of strength. And I am truly humbled by the belief you've shown. This is heavy. Humbled by the belief that you've shown. I also wish to extend my heartfelt thanks to my family, friends, and colleagues who stood by my side and offered. Let me open this, guys. Who offered words of encouragement and understanding. Your kindness has been a light in dark times. I'm especially grateful to my legal team, Pinda, Murphy Grant, and Wells, who represented me with the highest integrity, professionalism, and dedication. Their efforts and commitment to justice have been a true blessing, and I am forever thankful for their support and belief in me. With this chapter now behind me, now watch this. This is really why I read this. I just want to get to something with you. With this chapter now behind me, I am ready to renew my commitment to the people of the Bahamas, particularly to the community of North Abaco. I will continue to work with humility, determination, and gratitude, doing all I can to serve our nation and honor the trust you have placed in me. Thank you for standing with me. October 31st, 2024. It's a hell of a Halloween, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, he is not guilty. This conversations is sort of an idea. It says to me, when I look at this, it says to me that the PLP is seeking to ensure at this point, this is not an indication that they had anything to do with the deliberations, but this at this particular juncture, because there was no significant or official separation, because they didn't ask for his resignation, they didn't distance themselves, they supported him very quietly. Silvanus Petty, he showed up to be able to support him as he walked off, as Kurt Cornish walked off. Silvanus just was being able to speak on Kirk's behalf or on the behalf of the democracy and how that's entailed. And so it was a peculiar thing to see. And I feel like for a great deal of persons, this is victory. This is the victory that they talk about. So we're going to talk about it a little bit and kind of dive into that. I'm grateful to do this today. Today is Friday, and on Monday, we're going to be seeing the election in the United States of America with So today we're going to be talking about that. Let me introduce you to my guys who's in the studio with me, none other than Garth Roseborough. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
I'm still sitting here in shock, Howard. I'm just...
You in shock?
I mean, not shock, but, you know, just... It's a miracle, you know.
It's a miracle?
Well, you have 8 women.
This ain't walking on water, sir.
It's 8 women and 1 man, you know.
This ain't walking on water, sir. This is the Bahamas.
Well, I mean,
I can't even get away, man, Jesus.
The theory of women hating on man can't be true, then these women surely supported the man.
No, but if you sit down there and ingest the information and you are instructed to not go with your emotions, not go with what is being said in the media, not go with what is happening around you, but looking at the evidence, if you're instructed and there is lack of evidence in certain aspects, you can't put the man in jail because of emotions.
Okay, we're talking about this man, right? The Prime Minister of North Africa, right?
The Prime Minister of North Africa.
So let me do the time to kill line from...
you need to stop before you get this man, don't get a nomination.
No, I'm just saying to you, if it was you, if it was me, this was the fellas on the street asking, if it was us, what would then be the outcome of this? Because you have many cases in this country, and people could call in today on the show and say, but if you touch a woman in this country, you know you're getting locked up right away. You know you're gone. I mean, you ain't supposed to touch a woman. That's a cardinal rule. Now, whether he touch or not, I can't say. Like you say, he's a free man. He's not guilty.
As far as
I am concerned, he didn't touch the woman.
I won't be decent with you.
According to the law, according to the judgment, he never put a hand on this woman. He did nothing wrong. There's not sufficient evidence to say that he did. Therefore, he's a free man.
Now, when you say touch a woman, I won't be clear. When you say touch a woman, is not from a sexual harassing standpoint. When you say touch a woman in this country, in the event that you hit a woman.
Yeah, you were supposed to put your hands on
her. You put your hand on a woman, yeah, you hit her, and she's bruised, and she goes to the station with these bruises, she can indicate that this is an issue.
And then you go on in there.
However, if we have a relationship, I can't even get away, amen, Jesus.
If you married and you touch her, if you married, you can't even tell her you want this thing now and insist. That's marital rape, you crazy?
Sir, you getting...
No, I got to get deep today because, you see, the problem in our country is not so much justice. In this particular case, I'm going to accept the ruling as is. I'm not going to fight anyone on this particular one. I agree with you being fighting this. What I'm saying, though, is that in a man's mind, for men in this country who have been through this similar situation where the woman said that they did, how many of them are now in Fox Hill Prison or in Bahamas Correctional Service? Center. You know, how many men have fallen prey to this because they're not a member of parliament, they're not a prominent person in society, they're not in a part of the secret society, they're not in the right church. So I'm saying, is justice really blind, or is it simple adjustments based on who you are and affiliation? That's all I'm simply saying. I'm not saying that the judge here is wrong, I'm not saying that the system is wrong, but it does raise the flag in a man's mind, because for so long, so many men have cried out in this country that justice just isn't fair. It's a system that tends to just be so believing to the female over that of a male. That's just the way it is.
Wow.
That's just the way it is.
Well, we're going to dive into these conversations. I want you to be able to hear from my other guest. I told you yesterday, he actually sat with me, talked about what he was doing in terms of the unmasking, had a great opportunity to be able to see those things last evening. And I saw that you had a great production. Everything was laid out. So I want you to be able to guys, if you don't know who that is, it's none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe, who's going to be sitting with us, or who is sitting with me today here in the studio. My brother, good afternoon. What's happening with you?
Good afternoon.
How was things last night?
Last night was tremendous. I want to say thank you to all who came out and supported. KDC family who worked, the Chapel family who partnered with us. And, the highlight for me, the production went very, very well in terms of the ministry performances. But the highlight for me were the many persons who came up for the prayer. Remember, I threw out that we would be willing to pray
For young
men in particular, but young people, because a lot of girls came up too, a lot of women, to pray if you've not been prayed for, if you're not covered, if you don't have spiritual mentorship or fatherhood in your life, we would be glad to pray with you. And a lot of people came. I was like, where did all these people come from?
People need prayers, you know. I think people resort, they remember this is what worked back in the day after they've tried so much other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now this is sort of a resurgence or being able to return back to your first love.
It was a pleasant surprise to see how open they were to receiving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think more opportunities, especially not necessarily in a church setting, need to be offered. Because what I saw last night, people want to be prayed for.
They were hungry. They were thirsty.
Yes, sir.
Desiring more. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
The lines, I'm going to give you the lines right now. I want you to participate with us. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up 422-4796. Right there on the text line as we continue to be able to talk about what we're talking about and move forward. Well, I'm grateful. I want to be able to say to former Member of Parliament and Senator Philip Galanis and to his families that's being laid to rest today,
yeah,
and all those persons being prepared, I just pray their strength in the Lord as, yeah, they continue to be able to move forward in doing these things. He was a gigantic, he mm-hmm. was a mammoth man in our society in terms of what he's put out there, his articulation, his insight, his ability to be able to structure these things accordingly, and even his formal separation from that, but still being able to provide articles mm-hmm. that you could ingest on a day-to-day basis. He was truly, he's truly going to be missed. So we say to all those persons, may the souls of the faithful through the mercy of God rest in peace and rise in glory. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Play for divine, let's keep them alive.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christchurch Cathedral? The Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Junk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
Excuse me for me to interrupt, Sean, but you come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You've been to the man number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have died of work.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Grateful to be in your company. I know who is happy this Friday for the first time in months, maybe in a year or so.
Oh, yeah?
He's now able to relax, put his feet up, take his socks off, and just chill out. He can chill out.
Only the socks are
taken off. Let off.
Don't take off the pants.
Just down, because he got long hair. Let your hair down and relax, if only for the weekend, because he got a lot of ground to cover nationally and within the confines of North Abaco. If he seeks to be able to retain that nomination, find himself being able to go back there, even though he's the incumbent, because I understand that there's going to be some switching up. I understand that some persons are being looked at to be able to move from here to there, or some persons are going to be stepping back. So if he intends to be able to move forward, as his letter indicates, I know that he has a lot of work to do. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to join us in conversation. I'd love you to do so. But today we came to talk more specifically about this election that's going to be happening on Monday, right? So this weekend's going to be charged with that. I don't know if you guys are traveling to the United States of America this weekend. I don't know what you're going to be doing. I don't know what states you're going to be in. But it's going to be a busy weekend. Don't go over there talking about Trump. Don't go over there talking about Kamala. Don't look at yeah. Shut him out. I see people riding up and down in Nassau with Trump flags.
Yeah, so what you mean they can't go over there?
No. That's not your business.
What you mean that neighbor?
That is not your business.
Some of these people got permanent residency. Some of these people got green cards. Some of their children got permanent residency. Some of their children got green cards.
So they get over there to vote?
If they didn't vote, they encourage the people who they know to vote.
My God.
Who could vote? That's what behemoths do.
I'm not going to fight
them. They may not vote here.
That I've seen, they have been, the language that they've been using. I watched a sort of a package yesterday from CNN. I was on, I tell you, I watch myself on YouTube. So I was just flipping through the channels, watching news, watch our local news, watch international news. And then I watched CNN. And I think it was MSNBC. They made up a package and they say, not since the Civil War has there been this, and that's the language that they're using, not since the Civil War in America has there been this spirit riled up in people to get them provoked to make, why would you use that language? Why would you use this language and structure it in such a manner and then amplify this to the entire space? Why would you do that?
That's the same thing that needs to happen here.
They keep having this conversation about in the event that this doesn't work, there's going to be a civil war. Why would you charge the atmosphere with this foolishness?
And you're talking revolution in the Bahamas, right? What the hell? What's the difference?
You mean?
That's what you're talking about here. If you need a revolution, you need to do whatever it takes right here in our own country.
Well, so, I believe it is, but I don't think that we, historically, we're not those people. Historically, we're not those people.
We think we are.
No.
What you mean, no?
We would like to be.
Whose culture you think we adopting?
Like to be.
We adopting.
You mean America's culture?
Action, yeah.
We are 50 years old in this country.
It doesn't matter. The baby thinks
that
they're the
boss. As a 50-year-old country, we have already identified, we've watched Martin Luther King die. We watched Malcolm X die. We watched tribulations associated with that. We watched code switching. We watched Jesse Jackson going from one side to another.
Yes, yes.
We watched Al Sharpton take on a position in another. We've watched these things. We've watched the strength of a revolution being able to be watered down into absolutely nothing in this country. So if you could be correct.
I am.
You could be correct. That if we are mimicking what's happening in America, then we too have lost the desire to fight.
Lord Rowe. See, I can talk to my friend who tried. See, I still got a pick on you. You're sharp. I mean, you just take your shirt to the cleaners. You're looking good. You come to Howard's show looking like a celebrity. But Howard, I can get back to your question. I can disrespect your show. This is your show. Mine ain't till Sunday. Howard Grant, what has me totally off balance right now? And we, but how do we get to the place where we have to choose between, I wanted to say the monkey and the ape, but let me use two different animals then. Give me the lion and the cheetah then, or something else, right? But I'm saying to you, this is what leadership has come to. In our country, we're fighting the same thing. Are these the most brilliant people in our society? Are these people that have depths of leadership ability in our country? Or are we simply just settling for mediocrity?
The gatekeepers allow these people within the folds of their organization.
So what does it say about the gatekeepers then?
The gatekeepers, after they reach a certain age, they have no desire to be able to scrutinize anyone. They're done. Talk to me about
leadership.
Talk to me about it, Ambassador. The fact of the matter, this is the sentiments that I have. I've watched gatekeepers who had a great tenacity, great approach, and then they articulate what has happened to Randall Fox, right? And then they say, the man died with nothing. Mm-hmm. And so they assess themselves through the lens, right? Let's shoot straight. This is what they say.
Uh-huh.
Let's just talk like they would be talking, right? So they assess his life, his tenacity, his ability to stand strong, his conviction, his strength to be able to do these things, and then they look at his financial position. They see, this is imbalanced. All that he has done, the only thing that people could see is whether or not he have money.
That's it.
And so they make a determination that I don't need conviction as a gatekeeper now. It's the gatekeepers. I don't need conviction and strength. My God, look what happened to my friend.
What the hell?
Look what happened to my friend. I might as well get something for me before I go so I can leave something for maturing. And that, in my view, a lot of the gatekeepers have taken that posture. I can't say all. But I could say a lot of the gatekeepers, they need to know what you got for me.
Okay, guess what?
Before you get me.
I like you touching. I see your line starting to light up, right? So let me say something for your children, right? Now I ain't saying this just because you're my friend and we on the air together, right? I can just be straight. You are taking the time to raise your children, Howard Grant. to raise them, to show them the way, to show them a better way.
They might.
When I go into Pinewood, when I go into South Beach, when I go into Bamboo Town, I go into Golden Gates, when I go into Coconut Grove and other places in New Providence, you know what I see? I see parents that are now deceased leaving property for their children, and guess what? The property gone to nothing. All this fighting you doing to say leave something for your children. You want me to give you a prime example? I ain't calling no family name. Go to East Street South, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and look next door.
But you don't have to call the family name. You got to tell them the property.
I ain't say nothing.
You need to stop.
I say look at the property,
you
man.
You need to stop it. It's too much. But Boston, let me get you getting here. Go ahead.
Besides being very tired, I really can listen to y'all two all day.
I just being real. I see, be afraid to say these things, Ambassador, but this is reality. What are we fighting for in this country if the children can't take care of what you leave for them?
How do you know? How a dead man know what you can take care of, what you don't take care of? That ain't his responsibility.
Well, he should give tests and trials to the child.
Thank you very much.
While he's still here. That's something that I think we need to look at, because there's so many businesses that were left behind and the children... Honestly, they didn't allow it to crumble.
Crumble.
But I'm going to tap in on the point you made earlier about the gatekeepers. Your point was had a lot of veracity. Gatekeepers say, man, this gatekeeping ain't making me no money. So they throw in the towel. But there's another part of it that ties into that too. A lot of the gatekeepers... Which probably is making a lot of people not interested in gatekeeping anymore. They seem to be holding this high moral ground until the established politicians call them into a private room. Then all of a sudden, they kick gatekeeping out of the door and they join in the political racket
and
become senators and become this or whatever the case is. And they'd be like, what happened?
So who watching the gate?
Who watching the gate? And... Well, this is where I must...
Still got to go through them. But if there's 12 gates to the kingdom,
yeah,
8 of them close. Yeah. These 4 right here, this is how we're dealing with it, and it is through the political organization you got to come through. That's how it is.
My first message I ever preached on radio many, many years ago, the title of it was, Where Are the Watchmen? And I was relating to the deafening silence of men of the cloth on certain issues morally in the country. And my answer to the question was, if a city is invaded and there are watchmen employed and you never get a warning, it means either the watchman has fallen asleep or the out.
By the enemy.
By the enemy.
Okay.
By the enemy.
So.
And who's the enemy here?
Corruption. We have a conviction moral dilemma.
Corruption.
Where people.
The enemy here in this country that exists. Corruption. This sort of an idea where it started off very small, you know. That's like how people say the little white lie. It's a little white lie. I don't know why they put ethnicity to lies, but anyway, praise God. It's a little white lie. This ain't nothing to talk about. This is small. You start off taking a little $5 for a little tip that you did, right? And then with inflation, there's an expectation now for this same thing that you used to take $5 for, that you got to pay $200, $250, or no movement happened. This is what's happening in our country. We need to fix this. Guys, I got to be able to fix this also. I got to take this quick commercial break before they kill me. Out here, I'm being able to do these things. I see the lines are lit up and all these things are happening. Let me put the numbers out there one more time. 323-6232-325-4316-325-425-9. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Them hear the disco playing, bim. It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 tweeter. A disco DJ talk sweeter. Still on the pizza up with the echo chamber. Watch your man.
Try a taste of Italian pizza at Marco's. Enjoy this unique experience made with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and basil, all on our thin golden crust. Starting at just $13.95, you can upgrade your taste buds and have the margarita pizza delivered right to your doorstep. Visit your nearest Marco's location or order online at marcospizzabahamas.com and get yours today.
Shop and save this fall with deals made especially just for you. Prices too low to last. Don't miss a chance to save big with BWF's two-day mega blowout clearance and 10 sale. Up to 50% off. Discounts galore. 2 days only. Save big on everything. Friday, November 1st and 10th sale Saturday, November the 2nd, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Savings include appliances, ductless AC units, generators, compressors, and water pumps, automotive supplies and accessories, lawn and garden supplies, power tools, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, floral decor, junk canoe and craft supplies, Christmas supplies, toys, and so much more. BWF, we're more than just our name. Number 13004 through 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the family islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interrupt, Sean, but you come and a quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to the man number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feet.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, talking about this election coming up next week. I think it's on Tuesday. Next week, Tuesday. It's going to be the election in the United States of America between Trump and Kamala. I know this is going to be a tremendous week. I know that these detractors and these Trump haters have really been after blood, literally.
You was doing a Pikesville Forbes. That's what you was doing.
They coming for...
You can know the results on Monday. Use a payment.
Yeah. He's win, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that, right? So we just having this kind of a conversation. I see the lines are lit up, guys. I want you guys to be able to be a part of the conversation. We're talking about this. We're talking the local aspect and how these things, how we saw this not guilty verdict. We're seeing these particular things. We're also being able to talk about gatekeepers in this country and whether or not they're keeping the gate or they've left their conviction to, they don't want to die penniless. I think that's a lot of persons. They have this kind of affair that I have given all of this. Listen, so you dead. What matter?
Yeah,
what
you will die penniless.
Well, for what? What does that make? Listen, I don't understand. Howard Grant, I don't understand. But I pray. I never ask God for a bunch of money. I pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding to execute the thing that God has called me for. Whatever that thing is, right?
You know what I
know that if you ask me to do something mammoth, you know, Jesus, that need money.
Right.
If you give me 4 children, you know they cost money. Yeah. I don't have to beg and teeth for that. Mm-hmm. They got to come because my faith is aligned in the direction of him. So my money got to come.
Well, I mean, it's key to the Christian faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. But again, a lot of things that are said are just become cliches, people, because they don't truly believe.
They don't believe.
And when you don't believe, you are very, very easily seduced. When you don't believe, you're very impatient. And impatience is critical, too, to having conviction throughout your life. Bible says that in patience you preserve your soul. Because without it, you will be bought very easily.
That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
I think so.
Be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing, yeah.
Be anxious for nothing.
Yeah, the preacher anxious for that tide.
But you know something? And you started to talk a little early about this fact that this has been a
year. I remember that. It came into my spirit. I recall that you was in the airport. You said, God, I was almost there, but I never made it.
I almost gave up.
But I so miss the Bahamas right now.
Listen,
if I could just get back home. That was you last
year. Have I ever told you this story?
What?
That when we descended, right, we were in the air, and I tell you, this plane was tight, and the little girl on the side of me, she had gas. All day, Jesus. She was licking. She was licking me right up. I didn't tell you this.
No,
I didn't tell you this story.
No, tell nobody that.
Yeah, yeah. She was. I think she. I think she had Down syndrome, right? I think she had Down syndrome because her mother was taking care of her, right? I told you, I didn't tell you this story. So her mother was taking care of 30-something times. And I big, so you know I squeeze and it's
gone. You should have pressed the button and order some tea.
For this woman?
Jesus God, I can't even move.
So I all the way by the window, and so the mother in the aisle seat, and the little girl, she's about maybe 14, 15. And she...
Oh, God.
Hold on. You listen to the story. Listen to the story. Right?
Oh, God.
So she hit me straight through. I can feel the warmth in my leg, right? So I said, no. I sit in the car. I in the plane, and I can feel the warmth in my leg, right? And so I all the way up in the air, and my belly shifting is myself too, right? So I say, if I hit her back, right? So I think to myself, right? I say, if I hit this woman back now, they get called. Oh no, I smell black. I know this is a black man. So I sat right there. But as I descended, I want to say this to you, and I want you all to hear this, what we get into. As we descended and I got closer and closer to China, for the very first time in my entire life, I had an anxiety attack.
Oh, wow. You
are serious?
I honestly go on.
It was the gas or what?
No, it was the idea of the potential of what I'm going to see, the exposure, all these things. My mind started racing and I started breathing heavy. I couldn't open. Every time I opened my eyes, I got scared and I felt an anxiety fall upon me. I stopped right there in that corner while she licking me. Bop, bop, bop. I sat in that corner. I closed my eyes and I put my hand on my chest and I had to start to pray. I said, Lord, this is not me. What is happening? Mm. Right? So I start to pray. I pray myself down. That's how I had to pray myself. Mm. Mm. I had to pray myself calm. I said, no, this is not you. This is not who we are.
Yeah.
Calm down. Calm down, baby. Relax. As I was talking to myself when I'm working out and things, said, let's go, baby, right? Mm. So I prayed that and I was able to calm down. But I never got outside of the mark of China. I don't know what was waiting for me on the other side. That's why we give God praise, honor, and glory. Maybe. Because even us from could be the things that is our ultimate demise. And my God, you see this big man have to get packed up and get sent back in an even tighter box. Yeah. It's too much. I can't deal with that.
I'm going to use you for human smuggling.
I can't deal with that.
I'm going to see you on TV doing some things.
One fella invited me to Panama to do that.
Yeah.
He said, come to Panama. He said, I say, so you could use me as a cadaver? The devil is a liar, sir. He can kill me. Right, guys, the lines are wide open. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing, Albert?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much for your holding.
I appreciate you thanking me because it's been a while. Good afternoon to God, too, and good afternoon to Ambassador Rhodes.
Yes, sir.
First of all, when you're using the term gatekeeper, I mean, like in our time, when we hear gatekeeper, we're thinking about the people who keep in the secret.
No. Okay, let me.
I'm only saying, like.
Let me clear it up because I don't know if other people feel in the same way. In Proverbs chapter 31, they start to talk about how a virtuous woman's husband is sitting in the gate of the city. Right? The gate of the city to the holies of holies. The gate of the city is access.
I got the concept from what Ambassador Rhodes was saying.
Okay, praise God. Now you understand. Go ahead.
I got the concept from his point of view. But I'm only saying, like, nowadays, when we hear gatekeeper, we think about the individuals who keep in the secret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But Howard, I mean, I really wanted to catch you yesterday, man, because he was talking about how he was getting deep with the ambassador, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you made a statement yesterday, and I want you to think about what you said, Howard. When you was talking about the Cuban people, et cetera, migrating and coming on this part and how we have to reclaim this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't understand is that when you see the Cuban people I'm coming here, they're trying to reclaim their land. That's deep.
You wilding out?
Yeah?
You are wilding.
If you want to reclaim something.
And that's where they came from. That's
if
where
you want to reclaim something.
The Indians actually did.
And the gold and the diamonds, you know, let's go reclaim that instead of being over here talking about the aragonite.
That is true.
You know what I mean? If you really want to reclaim something out, I mean, if you want to get honest now, because I mean, if we really want to like find... Like, if we trying to get on the course to a direction, any degree in the variation times we get, then we'd be way off course. I mean, let's don't put things in it that ain't really it, you know what I mean? Let's don't talk about we got to reclaim this.
So, essentially, what you're saying to me is that time, which is the healer of all things, is now fixing the wrong that has been done almost 1,000 years ago. Talk to me about it.
As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, they say.
But that's what's happening in the United States.
I want to say, too, another deep thing about, like, since the ambassador on there, and I ain't going to talk about it today, but another deep thing he could probably, like, explain, because then maybe we got questions, man, right? If you're reading something, Howard, and you see the something addressed to the Jamaicans and the Haitians and Americans and Brazilians and all kind of other people, right? Dying for you, right?
No.
No.
It ain't so, him.
Yeah, so when you're reading the Bible and the Bible talking about Romans, dying you. That's the Romans. Why are we taking them letters that are written to different people as they are addressed to us? Why do we do that?
I like this. I have a position on this also, but I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying.
You
open a Bible study in here, but I like it.
Because like I said, I really wanted to catch you yesterday when you were reclaiming thing, you know what I mean? Because I feel as if he was offered that.
I appreciate it, man. I really do appreciate your perspective and your approach to being able to do these. Thanks so much for your telephone call. Touch that for 2 seconds.
We can do a whole show on it another time, but I mean, it's critical whenever you're studying scripture to understand it in its context, its pretext, post-text, and its cultural and historical setting. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved, because the aim is to rightly divide the word. Don't take something that was said to the Romans in a particular context, and especially culturally, and abuse it or misappropriate to your situation. There's a principle that you can extract, because that's how I study the Bible. I study and teach the Bible from a position of principles. Mm. When you go outside of that, you could get yourself in trouble. Because there are many people, for example, I do a lot of evangelism, a lot of witnessing on the street, and there are people out there who could finish the scripture better than me, but they don't apply an ounce of it to their lives.
I'm going
to
say this.
So the extraction of principles, because principles work regardless of ethnicity, regardless of time. That's how I study the Bible. I want to get the principle that applies to me.
Mm. And also, I want to be able to say about these things that, you know, it's an amazing thing that when we go through trial and tribulation, if you sit in church or if you sit in this space or you hear a word, it seems like it's speaking right directly to you. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's speaking right directly to where you mm-hmm. are, and it gives you a sense of encouragement to continue to be able to move mm-hmm. forward. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us have ingested just the words mm-hmm. on the paper, which is the logos, mm-hmm. but not necessarily contrasted that or had a relationship to get the rhema. I think a lot of persons haven't gotten the revelation of what this means to you right where you are for this time and this dispensation because of a lack of a relationship.
And it's ironic that he calls the book Romans, right? I think that's probably the best book for us to use in terms of applying to ourselves, because Romans refers to Paul going into the epicenter of the people who really control the world at that time, the believers, and he has to use the utmost strategy and wisdom to make the gospel of a Jewish boy, rabbi, make sense to them in their context. And he was masterful in doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. Let me see if we can take one more call before we get it here. Caller, go on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey. No. Go ahead. Whatever you remember, you go with that. Praise God.
All right. I was commenting on the case, but not about the case.
Okay, let me hear what you got to say.
I don't know if you look at it from this perspective, but you could imagine if the country actually directed its resources to the criminal justice system, allowing for a consistent, swift trial. Mm. I mean, it could demonstrate our genuine commitment to fighting crime and ensuring that the system is functional. But in this case, the urgency thing is more driven to the need to clear up someone's reputation rather than the true pursuit of justice. So I just want to say, you know, justice delayed is justice denied, because we have so many cases that happened before this that's still in limbo, still pending, still getting adjourned.
I appreciate your telephone call, man. I like what you're saying. I'm honest with you. And Wazi said that the first thing pop up in my mind is reporters going to the prime minister and asking him about a delayed system, and the prime minister actually being able to talk about the fact that, you know, when we start to do this and we scrutinize this, and each one of these cases can take three years, and there's X amount of cases in there, this could take up to 10 years. And so it was already discouraging to hear the prime minister take on this kind of position to say that, listen, this can take more than my tenure to be able to get the backlog in the system cleared up. That's what he said.
You see some MPs' case taking 2, 3, 4 years, and some MPs getting 1 year. You see some people's case happening tomorrow, and other people taking 5 years.
Well, you know, I get my own, in my mind, I see I could understand why things happen the way they
are. I don't understand nothing. Just what that fella just said, commitment. Commitment to truth. That's what we need in this country.
And balance.
Commitment to truth. That's it. You know, ain't no you and I, it's we. It's all of us is behaving.
I like that.
Let's do the we thing now. We're not just talking we. We actually exist. We going in this together. If I go to jail, you go to jail too.
But you know that we, it doesn't exist in our country.
We don't exist?
You know when we exist?
During election time.
When we get out of this country.
During election time. Everything is we. Oh, we can fix the school. Oh, we can fix the porthole.
No.
Oh, we can fix Bahamas there. We can fix, we. And then when they get in, I.
No.
I say we can do this. I say we can do that.
The we is only dedicated to whoever the party is saying the we. Right? So if the PLP saying we, they mean we, the PLP. If the FNM saying we, they mean we, the FNM. The only time we, the Bahamian people, matter is when one of us lock up or got something wrong and are cheering in Jamaica and a storm coming or cheering in Cuba and a storm coming and so forth and so on. Hold on. We need to get our cheering together. That's it. That's the only we when we are international space. When we here locally, it's you and me. And you need to figure out how you can take care of you because we got restraint. That's just how it is. Quick break, guys. We got to be able to get to news. After news, we're going to open up the lines, have a good conversation. We're going to see you right after this.
It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feet. This is DJ Talk Sweeter.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come and run. This coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Pena, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom!
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Joining the conversation today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720. The Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180th anniversary challenge. Spot the 180th logo competition is in full swing. The first drawing took place, and the winner for the first $180 jackpot is Gwendolyn Mills. Glendina, Miss Glendina, G-L-E-N-D-I-N-A. Glendina Mills. Glendina Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Glendina Mills. Now, y'all bring the whole passport. They ain't got a middle name here. So if it's six of y'all, I guess y'all going to have to rock, paper, scissors it out. Glendina Mills, you can be able to come down here to the Nassau Guardian right now with your ID and collect your prize now. Or give us a call at 242-302-2300. Join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone 180th anniversary, November 23rd, 2024, beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month. We will feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs. Or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. So you can be able to see that, guys. They're going to have some supplements in there. Glendina, come down here. Get your money. It's $180 jackpot. My God, you ain't had to play no numbers
so
for that.
For
you don't have to play no numbers for that, Glendina. Praise God. You got something.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, at least you could get a little small hand basket of food in the supermarket.
In the supermarket.
In the supermarket.
You get a little something.
Little hand basket.
Yeah, you get a little something.
The little small hand basket.
No, don't take the trolley.
$180.
Don't take the trolley.
Hand basket. You all need to stop.
Yeah, don't take the trolley.
The trolley, you only can fill a little small space for the babies.
So how would I like the celebration? I got goosebumps about the celebration to see that they have a business and a paper that has lasted this long.
180 years.
And done quality work over the years.
180 years.
I think it's commendable. So congratulations to The Guardian and congratulations to Ms. Mills. I think excellent job.
Ms. Mills, come down here and get your little thing. We're looking for your ID. If you don't know where we are, we're in the back of Extra Value right there on Carter Street, right across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken. On the left-hand side, you'll see all the signs and logos. We're adorned in these things that we're celebrating 180 years. So you can be able to come right in, ask for, right there at the desk downstairs. Jenny will be more than happy to assist you in being able to get that. Bring your ID. Don't come in here talking about eyes too. You need to stop. Bring your ID so we can be able to see and ensure that we can take care
of
you.
Howard.
So congratulations again.
Before you go on, Howard, that's a female that just won that award, right? That prize. That's Glenn, a female, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you got a female candidate for presidency of the United States, yes?
Mm-hmm.
During the break, you gave us three strengths of this woman. Tell me what it is.
Okay, so during the break, we were starting to talk about
the person.
The fact that over the past 2 weeks, Kamala Harris, in her particular capacity as she's moving towards the president's state, has taken on this kind of a posture of being able to touch churches. She's going to church. She's gotten very churchy. She's taken on a poise and a posture.
This hasn't happened before.
Right? This is peculiar because she's already indicated to us that she had a Hindu background.
Hindu?
Right? Yeah. Didn't she say that?
She said that.
She said Indian ancestry. So
she okay, Hindu. So I'm totally confused because initially she indicated to us
that she was Indian.
That she accepted this kind of a notion that she's black. And then she articulated
that. Was she Indian? That's what Trump asked.
Then Judge Joe, I think Judge Joe Brown came out and started to say, I met her father.
Her father, yeah.
I met her father. Her father is not black. He didn't say that he was black.
What he is.
Right? They are of the Hindu.
Okay.
Background, right? Okay. So they got Indian in their blood. Yeah. So they don't necessarily accept the melanin, and they don't identify black in terms of how we identify in the Western world.
Right?
So despite the fact that they're melanated.
Similar to Tiger Woods, how you said he wasn't black.
Well, right, which is a peculiar thing.
I guess based on
right?
On
but if you go from the historic black point, just the one drop syndrome, might pop.
Yeah, but that's just based on the region, because there's some people in India who do identify.
No, but you can't, what they call code shift.
Right.
Simply to ensure that you could cater to the base of an audience who wants to be able to amplify you. That's wrong.
When Trump is identified, he said that's what you're doing, and that's what she is doing, and that's she's successful
she's
doing. In doing that.
That's what
she's
doing.
She's a chameleon. She's whatever you want her to be.
Kamala.
She's whatever you want to be. You want to be Catholic?
Now watch me. This is what I said. This is what I said about her. What I must commend her on is that she has three elements that we all look for as leaders.
Okay.
As leaders, as managers, as persons who are responsible to ensure that we can have a team move forward, she is one of the persons who can be a strong member on the team. She has three elements that I believe that are undeniable if we've seen her over the past 6 months. She is trainable, she's teachable, and she is coachable. Because you cannot deny... You cannot deny that she's being trained, she's being taught, and she's being coached. You cannot deny that.
So what is Trump?
Trump?
Yeah. He ain't trainable, he ain't teachable, he ain't coachable.
He's strong.
No.
He what?
Strong.
He's just strong.
What strong means?
Trump's conviction has brewed and developed over years. He's been consistent. He's never shown you a Trump that you haven't seen before.
Right.
He's never shown you this sort of an idea that I'd like to be able to get. Isn't that I'm going to win? He said, well, I'd like to win, but if we don't win.
We've seen that evolution in Trump now.
He's evolved into that.
Yeah. You know what I liked with him? I mean, it was a humorous moment for me, but I'll tell you what I thought about it. I didn't care left or right about the U.S. elections. Not me. It's just too much for me, right? And then he came up with that little speech, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, and then they're eating the pets with the people that live there.
Right.
And I had to interpret that in my mind. So you know what Trump's telling these people? I ain't give a hell about you and your debate. I ain't care what the hell y'all talking about. I am Trump. That's all it needs to be. I am Trump. And I'm strong enough as Trump, and I don't need to be nothing
Trump's
else but Trump.
Trump's strength.
That is very strong for me.
Now watch Trump? Me. He is a media mogul. He is a media master.
Yeah, he's good.
He has the ability to shift the headlines with one utterance that we, in our small circles, would identify as illiterate and stupid and this and that and all these things.
He
has shifted the focus and now he is able to get back to his business.
But I would add to that. when Trump was in
he's hard at that.
He was pre- hard way, no, disgusting.
When he was in president, if you were anywhere around those MLM that was dealing with stocks or Forex market, they lived for every moment Trump spoke, because every time he spoke, he affected the markets.
Every single time.
Every single time. So how is she? What type of effect does she have?
Well, you know, a lot of persons, I listen to one or two newscasts about the markets, and the markets, they're watching the markets very close. They believe that the markets will have a significant uptick in the event that Trump wins. Mm-hmm. But the event that Kamala loses, I mean, in the event that Kamala wins, they are not certain which direction they'll necessarily take.
It's uncertainty.
You see, because America, if 8.8 billion people in the world, America is a superpower with 350-some million people, mm-hmm. and that number is declining significantly, right? That number is declining significantly. There isn't a population boom. There isn't things happening during this particular time.
All those
time,
Mexicans coming across, right? The border, and it's still declining?
Yeah, but
Jesus.
Well, Trump could deal with that, right?
60,000 of them
a day. So as we identify these things, the fact of the matter is this. America has a way of being able to view themselves elevated above everyone. But uh-huh. the world, the other 8.5 billion people out here, the world has a particular way that they do things.
Yes.
And a lot of persons from a trained elk who's, global globetrotters, and they understand that this may be difficult for a woman in a leadership position who goes in countries where they don't have this kind of respect for women.
Like the Muslim nations.
They don't have this kind of a respect for women.
Yes, I agree.
There isn't access. That will happen. In the event that she wins, well, the world is going to have to be able to acquiesce to the leadership that she has.
Because she's a superpower.
However, Trump has already shown you his strength. He's already shown you his relationships. He's already shown you with transparency all these things. And I don't believe that he has this sort of a rabbit in the hat and, some cards up his sleeve in the event that he finds himself in leadership position.
I see the phone is lighting up, right? But I want to say this if I can. Trump has done something that I don't think any other U.S. president has done when he was last in office. He actually exposed the weaknesses of America. Almost every time he spoke.
And he said that I exploit it.
However.
That's what he says.
He was bold and authoritative enough to say, I'm going to fix every one of them. We are stretched too thin. We're taking care of the world's problems. We're financing all the world's agencies. And I'm going to pull back on that.
That's now, why Hillary couldn't beat him.
This was terribly strong of him to do that. Now, what he did now with him not there, because his strength, even though he exposed it, he was strong enough to cover it. With him not in office, it makes all of those emerging nations around the world say, oh boy, we get an angle where we can exploit in America. She's weakened now. Her finances are stretched thin. Maybe we can. I think that factor is going to play very heavily in this election coming up.
I believe that as we look at this, guys, I come on the line here right now. Don't fight me. I come on the line right now. But I believe as we look at this, as we look at this right now, if I'm going to be honest, I believe that if Kamala wins, we'll see a familiar strength reemerge in the White House.
You think so?
Yeah. Because she's already shown us. I guarantee you Barack Obama is coaching her. I guarantee you.
But I know some callers will disagree. So
I guarantee
I
you.
Callers gotta say.
The first time we were introduced to Barack Obama, the introduction was on the DNC floor. The second time he came out and we've identified those things, it was introduced in church. My God, he had a scandal with the pastor. All these things like these was happening like that. He had to separate himself from his church. Barack Obama, who said he has deep ties in Chicago, he used to go back to Chicago just for a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And he started in church. Kamala, on the other hand, indicated that she was Hindu. She was indifferent with how she's black, but she's this. Now she's in church.
But don't forget.
How she get back in church? How she get to people church?
Ask the callers, man.
How she get to people church? How you getting my church, miss? You don't go to church. You said that.
She was pastor now, don't forget that.
Look at how we're ready to preach, you know. Look how we're going to send them people on the phone, man.
I'm simply saying to you,
beat you up.
We will see, do this with Hillary.
You're going to get Howard Hart up in here,
Barack couldn't do this with Hillary because Hillary was headstrong. In Hillary's mind, she was already president because Bill Clinton was out here doing his own thing, if you remember. He was busy.
No comment.
Okay,
please. Yeah, we ain't comment.
Telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, 52?
Garth, I'm your guest.
Yes, sir. My brother.
Yeah, don't fight me, Howard. Listen, I don't want Trump to make America great again, eh? But I don't want to comment on that. Like you say, Howard, I really care. I don't care who wins, you know.
I really don't care.
Because no one can save it from the new world, the new moral world order. Now, your guest in there was talking about religion, and so that's what carried my mind like a pigeon. And so he's actually, he needs to listen to Anku more and stop paying too much attention to the Greco-Roman concepts, because as it relates to, like, but firstly, they told us that there's only three races of people. Caucasoids, Negroids, and Mongoloids, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at, I know Howard, Grant, I mean, and you guys are well read, so you know about the continental drift, Pangaea, right?
Yes,
right.
So we see that we have turtles and lions and large cats and what have been on the continent that was one, and then I guess the Earth fragmented and ran these places and that places. But now, let me tell you what I don't hear from college graduates and people who say they have brains, right? I know meditation brings a clear heart. And so some people, they don't deviate their mind. They live in their realm and can't go beyond what they was taught. Their mind was caught. They were bought, whatever, all sort. Now, when you look at Africa, with the diverse flora and fauna, right, all the animals, et cetera, you can see the amount of animals that exist there. Then I can logically conclude that this is where life began. And this is because we have a whole diversity of natural resources, flora and fauna, and everything that the white man took and carried back to the New World and put them in the zoo, even some of the Twa people, the Pygmy tribe, Outabanga, the Bronx Zoo scenario. We know about these eugenical type scenarios. So, but yet still we sit and play fool. Now, of course, we would like to believe that Paul is sincere, but you have to really look into the story of Paul. It's a farce. Paul, he went into Rome, but the guy didn't, your guest didn't say what happened to Paul. Paul was killed in Rome when he was imprisoned.
Yes, he was.
And then Constantine said that he looked in the sky and he saw this and he saw that. That's all their story. See, what I'm saying is, I look at Paul's narratives. Paul said, where there's no law, there's no transgression. And the first Christian concept in Jerusalem,
right.
Paul is the one responsible for the deviation in the Christian God and the Christian concept and helped stealing the religion and the religious God concepts from us. And then now we adhere to all these Greco-Roman concepts because Paul...
Sorry, 52. What's the deviation? Deviated from what to what?
All the God concepts. doctrine of Immaculate Conception. It's just basically everything. But you need to read the Muslim-Christian dialogue. Now, I'm not a Muslim, but what I'm saying is Paul went to Rome and taught his religion. Since you won't be so... Let me put you on the spot right now, my brother. What was the first Christian Council in Jerusalem all about with Paul representing the Gentiles and Peter and John them representing the original Jews? You forget they said Paul is teaching, not what the Father taught us when he was with them. You see, you guys are showing me you're very limited, you know. And because you're not meditating
You've been very judgmental in your commentary. If you want to dialogue, then let's exchange. Don't throw out stuff without backing it up and then judge. That don't make sense.
No. Hello?
Go ahead, 52.
What you saying don't make no sense to me, but then... You say, why would they kill Paul then? Why would Paul said, there is no law, there is no transgression. The Christians, the original Jews are saying, just adhere to the laws of Moses. No fornication, don't eat meat with blood in it, and don't worship idols. And yet still, why would the disciples plot to harm Paul in the city of Joppa, J-O-P-P-A, before Paul fled the room? See, you're not looking at the whole chronology of the story. And so Paul did this to get the garner a bigger crowd and get it as no law. See, where there's no transgression, there's no law. What you mean? Get rid of the law so you don't transgress
52,
the law.
52.
That's why I made that 52. Joke. 52.
This Roseboro here, right? Listen to me.
52, I appreciate your telephone call. I got the lines there.
Yeah,
we
want to stay on course on this particular subject matter. And I'm going to let Howard get back to that. I promise you and I, we can get deep into this stuff. You know,
there's two pastors we got in here.
I'm not just a pastor. I'm a theologian. So he's getting into theology. And then you're talking about hermeneutics and one's way of understanding what is being read and interpreted. So I don't want to get off course because the average Bahamian 52 ain't going that deep. They don't even care to go that deep. They don't even want to get as deep as to pay tithe and offering. So we ain't going down that road, okay? Not today. We're talking now about the politics.
Correct.
No disrespect. Yeah. But it's a beautiful subject matter, and you and I, we have to get together on that
one. Well, I'll go this far. I'll say I would love to bring him in the studio.
No, we do that on Sunday, man. We ain't doing that on this end.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all go. You go on his show.
That's a different show.
Yeah, no, you go on his show.
No, I'd love to go.
That's a different show.
Yeah.
You'd love to do that, right? It's after church. This show is from 5:30 to
the problem with my seven. Show is that's after church, but that means it's after Jesus left the room. So right, everyone right. go down fish fry and other places and get their drink and their thing on. But we still try it on 5 o'clock on Sunday. So I'll 52, let's try it on a Sunday.
5 to 6:30, right?
Yeah, 5 to 6:30.
No, okay.
I'd be glad to agree.
Yeah, we'll do that one of these days.
Okay. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next call. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Howard. God, and I'm
is that my friend?
Anton.
Is that Anton? Man, I haven't heard from you in so long.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been
last break.
I've been under the gun trying to get some other things.
You can't use the word gun on the air. Use another word.
I've been under the work gun trying to get some
other things. There ain't no work gun. Man. You've been under the rock.
No.
What's up, my dog?
Good afternoon to you all.
Yes,
and let me say, I had to pull back from the survey discussion until it was completed, right? And I do look forward to the revamp survey in 2025, and I look forward to all of the adjustments.
I'd like you to participate with me, Anton, if you'd have me.
Well, Howard, you know, I'm always willing.
Thank you.
But to finish. What I was saying on that, I look forward to all of the adjustments that will be made. Adjustments, frankly, and honestly speaking, once these adjustments are made, they will not bode well for politicians in our country. They will expose the weaknesses. They will expose the ineptness, the incompetence. They will expose the inefficiencies. They will expose exactly how the political system in our country is being and has been bastardized to the disadvantage of the general population.
What do you anticipate will be the results of that, Anton?
Everybody
what I anticipate,
F.
as I explained to Howard from the beginning of the survey analysis breakdown on members of parliament and on cabinet ministers, it will be an education factor, an edifying factor for Bahamians. And of course, with knowledge and wisdom comes understanding. With understanding increases participation in democracy, deepens participation in democracy, and deepens the people holding the persons who are supposed to serve us, rather than how it appears now, we serving them to get back to what it's supposed to be.
Can I challenge you?
Pardon
briefly,
me?
Can I challenge you briefly as my friend?
I'm listening, God.
Okay. I just want to be fair to the public. Your parents, to me, are some of the greatest of Bahamians. I love them to death. They are people who are noble in my eyesight. Mm. You are the offspring of nobility.
Mm.
The way you speak, the way you present yourself, you reflect what they created, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm not going to belittle the Bahamian people. But I'm saying that when you educate,
right,
I feel that you can't put too much on the public in terms of attempting to educate them and to cause them to want to see differently in our society based on one issue. And I think Howard brought it to light. As long as the gatekeeper is willing to be compromised. And the people who are in the city of the gatekeeper are willing to accept corruption, bribery, and fees.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how much you educate because there's no money in education. I have two master's degrees. I have never used my degree to make $100,000, $200,000. Never.
Right.
I've accumulated over $1 million in assets, but I have never used my education professionally.
Right.
What I've used is my wit. So I'm saying to you, the average Bahamian, if they don't see money coupled power with education, then they see no use for what you're saying.
So, I understand exactly.
So if we, as we revamp this and we show them that, you know what you think politics should be is not, they don't really care. What they want to know is, are you going to give me more money today?
But education has to be incremental.
I'm just talking about what God just said, just in one statement. Go ahead.
And God, I appreciate exactly what you're saying. But all of that is a part of education. You see, if the Bahamian people don't understand because of the lack of knowledge, which in other words means ignorance, it's not an insult, it's just a reality term. If the ignorance is high in the country and the Bahamian people do not understand how they should be benefiting from the system of governance in our country, along with coupling that with holding the politicians accountable and ensuring transparency remains at an all-time high. Then we will have the same old insanity happening.
Yes, the Irishman Heyman would never acknowledge that they're ignorant. Never.
But if I can move on to my next point.
Go ahead.
Before yours,
yeah, because it's 1:30. I got to be able to yeah. Okay, go ahead, quickly.
I got to go. I want to make one comment on former President Trump and then a comment on the verdict yesterday, right? Former President Trump, the current nominee for the presidency in the United States of America, the current Republican nominee, he's not an establishment politician. He's not influenced by what the everyday and traditional ingrained politician is employing me saying that I support the Republican, nor is it me saying I support
I agree
the
with
Democrat,
you.
Right? I'm a behemoth, right? I don't participate in their politics. But we are on the border of the United States. And what happens in America drastically impacts and influences what happens here in our country, right? And I believe that a lot of their politics is going to come down similarly to us, economics, and how it is not being processed through that chain down to the least of us, from the rich to the middle class or the super rich to the rich to the upper middle class to the middle class to the working class to the poor. How it is not being trickled down through the process, and it's also going to come down to something you all said earlier. So, it was a caller before I took a break. Morality. Morality is one thing in religion. Morality, or the introduction of morality in politics is a completely different animal. A completely different animal. And I'll end with this on Cornish. As it relates to Cornish, I find it very preposterous and very strange in our country that you can be accused without any grain of evidence and forced on that principle to a ferocious trial. Right? By which your family name, your reputation and everything is tarnished. And the behemoth people in our indecent thinking has the nerve to say that we don't want to see this person come to our doorstep among citizens when he went through a trial that was forced upon him, when he is a productive member of parliament, where
Anton,
at the end of the day,
that's
he was
his now
all charges.
Yeah, but his marketing at this point that's now right. His marketing at this point now, thank you so much for your telephone call. His marketing at this point now is to clear up his name. That's why I tell you, you got a lot to do. Because you have been tried in the court of public opinion. And we, however you view the Bahamian people, you don't get to determine what they think about you after you present the evidence. You've been tried in the court of public opinion. You've been found not guilty in a judicial court. But you still have to fix this particular opinion that the Bahamian people have for you before you find yourself perched up and representing the PLP in 2026. You've got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. Let's get back to this conversation right after this.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hosted PBX Systems is an ideal solution for businesses seeking to maintain strong connections with your team and your vendors with flexibility, efficiency, and cost effectiveness. Hosted PBX service offers a budget-friendly alternative to traditional phone systems. Flexible, affordable, efficient, hosted PBX systems from a live business. Call us today for more details. 601-8911 in Nassau and 602-8811 in the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come. And the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please gonna over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. I did so Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. I this a DJ talk sweeter. See Lord him just like up with the echo chamber.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company live and in full effect. The line's open. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What? Hey, what's up, my brother?
Antoine.
Oh, Lord.
Me and Antoine supports the PLP.
Okay.
Okay. But Antoine is delusional. Antoine, I don't know if he's going through some things and is starting to, you know, play with his head. But there's no way in the world if the PLP wants to win North Abaco. Mind you, the court found the gentleman guilty. He was not guilty. He was innocent. Mm-hmm. Not guilty.
So that in your head, that in your head are the guilty, eh?
No.
Okay, just checking.
But listen to me, Agat.
I'm just being mischievous.
I know, but listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt for him getting the nomination in the 2021 election anyhow.
Okay.
I always thought Don Lee Pence would have got that nomination. And well, I'm saying that openly as a PLP.
Call Don Lee.
That's a business. Who might stay
mad? Listen to me.
If you die in Abaco, Don Lee can take care of you free. Because you just push her name every day.
That's a woman who does more for people. I know people who
share. Don Lee, tell Don Lee send you a casket just a hole on the side.
Listen
there
to me. I know of people that she helped. Not even being a senator.
That's
I wouldn't
true.
Talk about a
no,
member.
But you
that
you
woman
have right. She
giving heart.
She can help plenty of people. Mm-hmm.
She's getting ready now to do a Thanksgiving. I don't even know if I should advertise this yet.
No,
getting
don't
ready
that.
To do a Thanksgiving thing up in Abaco just to help people. She's just a helping person.
So you ready to replace this
nice
man,
person,
with Penn? That's what you're trying to tell us. You ready for her to get a nomination?
Yes.
Oh, that's what you...
Okay, so let's...
It's about time.
And
let it be a woman race, because as the Ingram may decide to put his daughter up there.
I read that
let
somewhere.
Let it be a woman race.
I read that somewhere, but I don't know that to be true.
But I because said let it be a woman race, if it's true or not. Things,
but this call is entertaining. This is entertaining. I like this. It's entertaining.
Penn right now
it's entertaining.
Has plenty work to do.
It's entertaining. I
appreciate your telephone call, my brother. He's a good
decent
man. He's a good and decent man for being able to do that. I won't shoot straight. Can we talk about this? Can we take 2 seconds? Can we do this? Just 2 seconds. Now, let me shoot you.
What you want to talk about?
The judicial court has found Kirk Cornish...
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Kirk Cornish has given it this kind of a posture. We've seen the support of Sylvanus Petty and so forth and so on. You saw those particular persons. And from... Just like Peter Turnquist,
mm-hmm.
he can articulate that I've been vindicated
mm-hmm.
based upon what's happening in the court.
Mm-hmm.
But vindication is not for you to decide. I just want to be decent.
So who decides that?
The public. Because the public has decided in the court of public opinion whether or not you was guilty or innocent at the forefront.
What you think they're thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking. But I can tell you one thing. I would not challenge their thoughts.
Your spirit.
Hold on. Where am I going? Where am I saying? I will not challenge the thoughts aligned with the thoughts from a judicial standpoint. I, Howard Grant, would not do that.
But I told you people are suspicious.
Well, see, I am not going to denigrate.
I'm not denigrating.
The position that the court is saying in terms of his not guilty verdict.
I agree.
We ain't getting in that.
No.
So I'm not going to charge the environment with this kind of an idea of the suspicions of persons. I am simply saying that we separated. There's a gulf that exists in here. On one side of the gulf is law. Law say the man not guilty. Praise God. But the other side of the gulf is the people who got the vote for you, the court of public opinion.
I agree. Essentially, you're giving marketing consultancy.
This is what I'm doing right now. That's all I'm saying.
For free.
For you to go back to North Abaco, you got 2 years worth of work. And the very first thing that we've seen from him from a national standpoint in North Abaco that's ingrained in our minds is when he's called himself, whether he directly or indirectly, the Prime Minister of North Abaco. This man have a steep uphill battle to travel. Now, the PLP has to ensure that there's a unified front. But the PLP dealing with winners. They ain't dealing with gender. With whether you're a woman or a man, they dealing with whether or not you can win the seat. That's it.
That's
what political organizations into. They're not into trying to identify whether or not we want to make this a seat for younger people or whether or not we're going to be, hey, listen, do you think this person could win? They got to do their homework. So
that's the last conversation we had, Howard.
Of course, the last conversation.
And I told half of them they need to do that.
You got to figure out if these people could win.
Yeah. Bring
winners
to the table.
You got to figure out if they could win.
You're still playing dollhouse.
You got, listen to me, your articulation, your insight, whether or not you're smart on paper, they ain't got nothing to do.
Thank you very
but
much.
When you hit the ground, if you could win.
Howard, I got something bothering me on this show, though. But I see your phone's lit up. I can let you run that. But I just have something that's bothering me. But go ahead.
How you can say you got something bothering you to go to line?
I got to let them call us. They're your callers. I got to
go ahead, call us. Call us, go ahead. This man says something bothering him. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Grant.
Hey, good day.
My friend, God Rose Borrell, and the pastor you have in
there. Oh, that's my little brother right there. Hey, Brad.
Yeah, Mr. Grant, I think the biggest uphill battle that Cornish has to deal with is the fact that he allowed the other side to politically poison the well for him.
The other side?
Because they have poisoned the well for him, and he fell into that trap of being poison where he had to come out and defend himself the way he did. See, that should have been nipped in the bud from the beginning.
You got to shoot straight now. You got to shoot straight.
I think because of political...
Hold on. I got some things up because I feel like there's a knot there. I need you to clear up this knot. Who do you mean the other side? The FNM?
Yeah, of course.
The allegations didn't come from the FNM against Kirk Cornish.
Where did the allegations come from?
This woman.
The allegations came from this woman. And this allegations was forced by this woman from whom?
Oh, you're getting heavy.
There's a lot of stuff, Mr. Grant, that is not being said.
But hold on. I got to do you just like the judge do you. We are not here to judge based upon evidence that we can't see and touch. If it's not tangible evidence that we cannot see and touch, that you could say to me that the FNM is in cahoots with this, so forth and so on, then we can't get in that.
Okay, let's talk about the FNM's women's branch. Did they not come out against Cornish and ask for a guilty verdict on him?
I think that's a show in itself.
You're getting heavy. I appreciate you talking about
that's a show in itself.
I gotta let you go. Yeah, no, I gotta let you go because you're getting deep.
Hey, you
politics. Is going to be politics. Yeah. If they find an avenue, a leverage, a kink in the armor, they are going to exploit it through the lens, within the confines of the law, through the lens of politics. Yeah. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
And then you gotta fight them and don't care on like the jinxing up the woman behind the scene and say, girl, you better go do this. That's not happening.
Yeah.
They're identifying the stories that happen at the forefront and being able to bring light to it.
Mm.
That's what politics is going to do.
Yes.
Now, all we're saying here is that this is what Howard's saying. Now, I didn't say we say. This is what Howard's saying. You have a fight to fight. It's going to be a hell of a fight. And that fight that you have to fight is trying to be able to get back into the hearts and minds of the people of North Abaco. Because we have ingested over the course of weeks and months information about these allegations and people have formulated opinions. Now, you ain't got to worry about the whole Bahamas. You just got to worry about your 5,000 voters or however much in North Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can give you that back. Now, there's two fights you get to fight. You got to go fight now and tell Fred Mitchell, Fred, I can need the nomination. You can give me that. You got to go back to the Prime Minister. You got to sit with the trifecta of leadership in the PLP. You got to go to the council. You got to go to the stalwarts. You got to have an internal party organization to find out whether or not this is going to be damaging for the PLP if we put you on the ticket now.
And he can't go like he's the Prime Minister. He can't be the Prime Minister.
No, you got to go with humility.
You got to go with humility. You got to go easy. Don't go like you own nothing.
Gentlemen, I think this is going to come down to the Prime Minister making a decision.
That's it.
Yeah.
But see, if we're going to look at this, now let's get deep. I can get deep with you for 2 seconds. You know, see, when you start these things, you know,
you get anxiety again. Now, the phone lit up. I got my little issue. Let that person chew
it. Again? Now, hold on. The Prime Minister, the precedent's already been set.
Yeah.
There are men who are senior men of political elk in this country who've had some allegations levied against them that did not have an opportunity to get on the ticket, whether last time or time before.
Yeah, that's true.
In the PLP. They didn't get on the ticket the last time or the time before. Some of these men were found innocent.
Only on the way back. But you discussed today. But they don't call, boy. They don't
get. Call on the line, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to each of you in the studio.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Yeah, please allow me to make 4 points.
Okay, go ahead.
As far as choosing candidates, and I think the president made the point of woman against woman, let me just first say that Donnelly has to be very, very concerned that he supports her. I remember when they were having the chairman fight, he supported Sheen and he guaranteed it's going to win. Then he went to the lady and he guaranteed they're going to win. And he went, it's like, whatever he says, you could bet double down, triple down, that it's not going to happen. Then he said, minister's going to win. Then he says, this other person is going to do something. Then he says, by the end of this year, minister's starting a third party. I don't know. That would be very, very
good. I like that. That's the first point. 1 point. Next point. Let's go.
The second point is that when you go to trial, you're never found innocent. You never hear a jury come back and say you're innocent. Two things happen in court. You're found guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt You're found guilty with doubt or guilty without a doubt. If you're found guilty with doubt, you leave the courthouse. If you're found guilty without a doubt, you go to prison. And so the bar to overcome is the perception of guilt. Remember how it is a little thing your grandma used to say, if among the crows you were not found, your bee would be safe and sound.
Yes.
And so
I remember grandma said that.
And that's where you have to work through. Now, God, you said this concept of theology, and I guess you guys were talking morality. In the nudist camp, it's moral to be naked. Those things that come up in the grouping of individuals that set norms within the society. But God, when you talk about theology, I don't want you to talk about it from a religious standpoint. Talk from the original concept of the word, meaning the study of God, mm-hmm. rather than that point concerning education. We often use education as from a formal thing going to school, university schools, and ever. But education is both the act of teaching knowledge to the others and the act of receiving knowledge from someone else. Now, that word knowledge is very important because information, only when properly comprehended, is knowledge. And so when you say the act of teaching knowledge, meaning teaching that which you properly comprehend, and the act of receiving knowledge is that which the person who is learning also understands, because it's only when the proper implementation of knowledge becomes one day is our wisdom. And saying goodbye, say when we choose people in the next election, let's not choose popularity. Let's choose competence, capabilities, a debate of ideas rather than one of personality.
That's some good stuff.
I like what you said. Promise. Thank you so much, C. Allen. I can tell you the truth of the matter, though. You have to present your competence now for us to be able to ingest. We have to bite into that and understand that this is where strength is. Identify that now. You can't wait later and show me your competence.
The only
later.
Competence we want.
Your time then coming
is
gone.
Is to follow instruction. Do what I say. That's how we work down here.
Well, that's what Kamala does.
And then C. Allen. C. Allen told you something with nudity and moral.
That's what Kamala does. Kamala.
I wonder if C. Allen is a nudist. Anyway, let's go
take
to break.
Quick break, ladies and gentlemen.
See, I'll use a nudist.
Gonna be right back after this.
Dancing till the morning. Brought me girlfriend out the gate side waiting. Been waiting. Been waiting.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Old October 25th, 8 p.m., happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the softball jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, ladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
Excuse me for interruption, but you come under a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. I did so Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Bada, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feet. This is digital.
And we are back. 5 minutes straight to the line. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, listen. Yo, good afternoon to you, I guess. Sorry as well. Listen, I be giving the Bahamian people, the party loyalists on both the two major parties, we give them too much credit. They are loyal to their party, so I disagree with you. They're going to vote no matter who. Depends on how the Bahamian people swing it now. They're going to vote whoever they put there. When they vote against whoever they voting against, it don't matter if that person was a serial rapist, they voting for that person because they don't see that person. They see the party and how they're going to...
I disagree. Huh? That's not going to happen in this election. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think the Bahamian people haven't changed. I haven't seen that.
What you mean? And Perry Christie get knocked out?
No, but Perry Christie, remember now, Bahamians vote against, not for. And so when they voted, they swept whoever, even Fred Mitchell got swept out, and I think that I wrote, and Fred Mitchell was a good MP.
Yeah.
So you guys, I'm saying, when people vote you out, they ain't looking to see how good you were.
But this is my point. My point was that they was aiming for the prime minister. And the whole PLP got a blow of that. But they got rid of the prime minister. Now, the country has shifted, in my view, this is very humbly, I believe that the country has shifted, at least internally. The people of North Abaco have been wrestling right now with the fact that they ain't got no food, there's still immigration issues, they're building shanty towns, there's all these things that's happening in North Abaco, and no one is dealing with those issues. They ain't got no place. They ain't got, they are susceptible to hurricanes. All sorts of things are happening in North Abaco. We don't know if the little children still under the trees, getting education from that particular standpoint. We don't know. The people of North Abaco, many of them living here in Nassau, and other spaces, they ain't going back home yet.
Yeah. So from
the hurricane.
So now he could focus and give us the report.
They ain't going back home yet from the hurricane.
Yeah, he could focus and tell us now.
Okay, now you got to be able to deal with that.
Yeah.
If you have not focused on being able to do those things because you're too busy.
You got to defend yourself.
Being the prime minister, and two, defending yourself based upon these allegations that's levied against you.
Yeah. It's our time now.
Okay, now they got to make a decision.
It's our time.
They got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Quick telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I was told I get 60 seconds. Let me go quickly. Which politician, Howard, Garth, and Ambassador Rhodes, which politician in Parliament is without scandal, whether it be false or whether it be true? Is for an accusation, whether it be false or whether it be true?
Which one?
Politician could stand up and make such a claim? The man is going through the entire judicial system of the Supreme Court and been found not guilty on all counts. Additionally, Howard, this man, the Honorable Kirk Cornish, he don't have no fight to fight, as you were putting. You started to sensibly mean some of the fights that he really has, which is to be able to influence infrastructural works, capital works, housing works, immigration works down there.
But he still have a fight, whether you like to believe it or not. Whether like you like to believe it or not. If you start to look at those people who are...
With my 60 seconds.
Anton, I got to let you go because then this is the second time you call. So I appreciate you telling me the telephone call, right? But let's just shoot straight, right? Kirk Cornish does have infrastructural issues that he has to deal with, and I'm not going to fight him.
What a show.
Right? Kirk Cornish still has these infrastructural issues that he has to deal with.
Uh-huh.
Let's just shoot straight.
Uh-huh.
But he has the issue of being able to climb over the perception of the community. Now, okay. I'm not from North Abaco. I'm not from North Abaco, but we are just dealing with the fact that this is some of the issues that you're dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we're going to talk about that, guys. We're going to talk more about this on Monday. Anton, please give me a call on Monday so we can be able to do this.
Finish this off,
on Monday, we're going to talk more about this as we go into Tuesday, which is going to be the general election in the United States of America.
Sunday,
right?
At 5, we're talking about a little bit of this still.
So let's do that. Guys, I want to thank you so much for your telephone call. I want to thank you for your participation. I want to thank you so much for being able to... All right. Somebody text me. Howard, how come Anton is getting to the show more than once, right? Jesus God. I don't know. I just answered the phone.
I still got my little problem, you know. Now you can cause it to escalating to Monday. You see? Anyway, that's on you.
We can deal with it on Monday?
30,000 feet in the air. Someone passing gas.
Listen. But I ain't got no anxiety. Let's be decent. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank my guests for being able to sit with me, Garth Roseborough, and none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe. Just being able to have good conversations about where we are from a national standpoint and being able to chop those things down. I really continue to have these conversations to be able to awaken the spirit of tradition. We have meandered between two opinions for a long time and not woken up to the space and the responsibility that we have to move forward, upward, onward, together as a nation. And I'm hoping that the provocation, right, the provocative topics, like Daryl would say, that we're being able to push forward would at least get you to think and move in a different direction. Guys, have a beautiful weekend. Be safe out there. Whatever you decide to do, take your sweet thing in the can out there, get some Kong salad, get something nice. Please tell the fellas, don't put no tomato in your conks and your scotch conk. We don't do that in this country. Let's be decent. All right? And y'all don't put no mayo in your Kong salad either. That's only for grand behemoths. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Have a beautiful weekend. We're going to see you, God spare, on Monday right here on The Foundation.